Part 6. Lord Chesterfield to his son. London, March 6, 1747. Dear boy, whatever you do will always affect me, very sensibly, one way or another, and I am now most agreeably by two letters, which I have lately seen from Lausanne, upon your subject, the one from Madame Saint Germain, the other from Monsieur Pampigny. They both give so good account of you that I thought myself obliged, in justice both to them and to you, to let you know it. Those who deserve a good character ought to have the satisfaction of knowing that they have it, both as a reward and as an encouragement. They write that you are not only décroté, but well-bred, and that the English crust of awkward bashfulness, shyness, and roughness, of which, by the by, you had your share, is pretty well rubbed off. I am most heartily glad of it, for, as I have often told you, those lesser talents of an engaging, insinuating manner, an easy good breeding, a genteel behavior and address, are of infinitely more advantage than they are generally thought to be, especially here in England. Virtue and learning, like gold, have their intrinsic value, but if they are not polished, they certainly lose a great deal of their luster, and even polished brass will pass upon more people than rough gold. What a number of sins does the cheerful, easy, good breeding of the French frequently cover! Many of them want common sense, many more common learning. But, in general, they make up so much by their manner for those defects that frequently they pass undiscovered. I have often said, and do think, that a Frenchman who, with a fund of virtue, learning, and good sense, has the manners and good breeding of his country, is the perfection of human nature. This perfection you may, if you please, and I hope you will, arrive at. You know what virtue is. You may have it if you will. It is in every man's power, and miserable is the man who has not it. Good sense God has given you. Learning you already possess enough of to have, in a reasonable time, all that a man need have. With this, you are thrown out early into the world, where it will be your own fault if you do not acquire all the other accomplishments necessary to complete and adorn your character. You will do well to make your compliments to Madame Saint Germain and Monsieur Pampigny, and tell them how sensible you are of their partiality to you in the advantageous testimonies which, you are informed, they have given of you here. Adieu, continue to deserve such testimonies, and then you will not only deserve, but enjoy my truest affection. Affectionately.